Lord, we thank you for these gifts of grace which you have bestowed upon us, and give back only a portion of what you have given. Bless the hearts and hands that have given, Lord, and have a special anointing on those who wanted to give but could not. We ask that you use these gifts for the strengthening of ministry for this kingdom and the next one to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, it's always interesting that we have to decide when we're asked to preach what our sermon's going to be. And Christmas was just 4 days ago, and we worshiped and welcomed a baby. And I look back and I think about my babies. I think about friends' babies. I've been thinking a lot about babies and how they change our world. Suddenly, in a world where 8 hours of sleep is the normal, 4 hours is a great night. Suddenly, goo goo gaga means I would like my bottle, please. And we understand that. Suddenly, a 75 decibel living room is not even noisy. Suddenly, there are locks, protectors, tighteners, bumpers, and gates everywhere in the house. And the baby is the only one with the ability to open all of them. Suddenly, you are discussing with your spouse about whose turn it is and who did what last. And finally, suddenly, every noise in the house is cause for great alarm and fear. It's like the story about the young married couple with their first child. The wife wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Alarmed, she shakes her husband. He sits up, listens, and hears nothing. And finally he says, "I don't hear her." And the wife says, "I know, and it's your turn to go see why not." Yes, the birth of a baby can change your entire world and your entire life. Only four short days ago, we celebrated Christmas. We celebrated the birth of a baby. Now, I imagine that this birth caused Mary and Joseph's families many of the disturbances I mentioned earlier. But this birth would change so much more. The birth of this child would change everything for everybody. You see, the Christmas event is so important that we could practically preach on it year-round. Every single verse of Scripture gives us insight and meaning to the great importance that Christmas plays in our lives. And today's Scripture is no different. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons and daughters." At first glance, there may not seem to be a lot going on in these verses, other than Jesus saves. But there is so much more that this little baby changed. First off, God sent his Son. You want to talk about a baby changing the world around it? Well, what happens when the baby is a divine baby? And it doesn't stop there. This baby was born of a woman. So not only is this baby fully divine, but this baby is fully human too. Again, maybe this seems like a small thing, but it has dramatically changed the rules of the game for the entire world. You see, this fully divine, fully human baby was born under the law, lived under the law, and died under the law. And because he did so without blemish, those who call on him are redeemed and set free. If you were standing in a courtroom, convicted of wrongdoing, and waiting to find out the length of your jail time, when the judge suddenly says, your penalty has been paid, and you are free to go, how would you feel? That's what this baby has done. When Jesus died on the cross, it changed the world drastically. But Paul pushes this courtroom analogy even further. The baby coming into the world did so we might receive the full rights of sons and of daughters. This is the legal language of adoption, even today. It is one thing to pay the price for someone's failures. It's another thing altogether to bring them into your family as a legal member. Heirs to the kingdom, adopted into the family with full claim on the inheritance. You want to talk about just how much our world has changed? This baby suddenly has given us a great inheritance. Because of this baby, there's no more worry about your future. That should be enough. Two world-changing principles wrapped up in one little baby. But you know how babies are. They turn your world upside down. Then they want to make sure they do it completely. Our Christmas baby isn't done yet either. You see, having saved us from the law, bringing us in as adopted sons and daughters is amazing. But it is still kind of disconnected from God. It is all legal transactions that could be taken care of and done with once and for all. It all sounds almost like a business partnership, cold and disconnected. This baby was going to turn that upside down too. Let's read Galatians 4, chapter 4, verse 6. Because you are sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Yes, this baby just changed the world again. Yes, you have been legally pardoned. Yes, you have been legally adopted. But God wants more than just a legal relationship. According to one expert, there are four stages of progression in the father-child relationship. In stage one, they call him Dada or Papa. In stage two, they grow and call him Daddy. As we mature and reach stage three, they call him Dad. Finally, in stage four, they call him for money. Each stage becomes less and less intimate as we grow. It's not just part of being a mature adult, isn't it? We grow, therefore, in our relationship grows. We don't need our dads like we used to. However, if we aren't careful, soon our relationship becomes little more than a legal relationship, entitling us to an equal share of the inheritance with our brothers and sisters. This is not what God wants. God wants more than just a legal relationship with you. God sent the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. This is the same Spirit that encourages, strengthens, uplifts, inspires, and cheers us. And Paul tells us that this Spirit causes our hearts to cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, the term Jesus uses over and over again in his prayers to God. Literally, the closest translation for Abba is Dada, or maybe Papa. Remember, that was the first stage of being a baby. The most intimate of the four stages. When Jesus spoke to God, he used the most intimate language. And the Spirit in us spurs us to cry out the same tone, Abba. I believe that many of us have gotten too mature in our faith for our own good. Our relationship with God has become cold and disconnected. Yes, we taught to come because we have to. Or even worse, we claim him as our Father, but have nothing to do with him. Or we ask for stuff that we need. We'll just take our full share of the inheritance. Thank you. That's not what God wants. That's not what this Christmas baby came here to do. Jesus came to make sure we wouldn't just be adopted into the family, but real members of the family. Real sons and real daughters. Real brothers and real sisters. All of this because God wants more than just a legal relationship with you. As we remember what God has given to us for Christmas, it is hard not to see his overflowing love. His gift is a perfect gift. His gift shows the greatest amount of love ever. A funny character on a TV sitcom once said, money is the perfect gift. It is tangible. It is a way to say, hey man, I love you exactly this amount of dollars. So what does it say when the gift is priceless? In light of this great gift, how do you respond? Are you ready to cry out in thanks, Abba? In the most intimate of languages, perhaps it is time for this Christmas baby to turn all of our worlds upside down one more time. So please ask yourself, do I have a personal relationship with our Abba Father God or a legal relationship with Dad just for the inheritance? Let us bow our heads in prayer. Abba Father God, you have blessed each of us with the gifts of pardon. You have adopted us as your sons and daughters. And you have given your son, not just in the spirit, but in the flesh. Jesus taught us your words and how you wanted us to treat each other as real brothers and real sisters. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and to bring us into your family and to be closer to you every day. We thank you for the most amazing Christmas gift you could have ever given us as we celebrate your son, Jesus Christ's birth, and the gifts we received because of his life here on earth. Amen.